Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile, and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary, and with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to your Tuesday show.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
As Charlotte, is it hot or is it cold in here right now? I can't tell if it's my hot or my cold. What's happening in the studio?
My studio is always roasty toasty.
Roasty toasty.
It's like the first thing I do is turn on my heater when I get in here.
These studios have a mind of their own when it comes to the temperatures. I'm never sure
Wait, you turn on your heater?
Yes, because the temperatures in your guys' studio and mine are completely different.
Every
mine
studio.
Is an
so
ice
weird.
Box.
So different.
Like mine is freezing in here always.
And ours, I come in and I immediately turn on the AC.
I know.
That's so wild.
And I don't have AC to control in my studio.
So bizarre.
So I've gone through like three different heaters in here.
You're so brave.
Charlotte, remind me to find the doctor's call because it's that time for our annual.
Oh, gosh.
I got to play it once a year. Charlotte doesn't know the story, the legacy of the doctor's call.
It's my initiation.
Call. Yeah. Well, should we just tell the story really quick, I guess?
Yes, because it's Nurses Week. And I actually will be in Anne Arundel County and Johns Hopkins this week with Charm City Run, hanging out with nurses. And once I have all the info, I'll let you guys know tomorrow and Thursday. But every year when it's Nurses Week, you know, we just want to show appreciation to our nurses.
Yeah.
And this one morning, we didn't say anything.
Well,
you made a joke, but like you weren't being serious. Like it was just like a funny ha ha.
Okay, it was during. Okay, now let's keep in mind. Let's set the scene for you here for a second. It was during COVID,
so things
were a little sensitive. All right,
okay,
so let's set the whole scene.
But setting the foundation of all we were trying to do is celebrate Nurses Week, and the segment and the bit was for nurses.
But it wasn't even like, it was just more of like, just, hey, happy Nurses Week, whatever. Yes. And I said something along the lines of, nurses deserve more credit because let's be honest, you guys are the ones doing the hard work anyway.
Yeah.
You guys are the ones that come in, you check the blood pressure, you do everything.
And we're like, you know, we see you the most, yeah. Like we actually have right. the most interaction with you.
Bedside manner.
Right.
All that yeah. kind of stuff.
The doctor
yeah.
comes in, they talk to you for 2 seconds and they leave, mm-hmm. right? That's all I said.
Oh, no.
I'll be damned if this woman doesn't call in. Like,
who's a doctor?
Who's a doctor 5 minutes later and like just...
basically craps on the nurses.
Goes to town what? And like, yeah. how the nurses don't do anything to compare...
Okay, well then you're right.
It was very... like, it was
point
like,
proven.
It was very like pick me energy.
It
and it was just like, read the room.
It was so crazy.
Like, read the room.
It's giving ego. It's yeah. giving sensitive.
It was just crazy because it was Nurses Week and it was just like...
And
can
it wasn't meant
just,
to be mean or anything
they
like
just
that.
Have it? Like, we're just trying we to pump up the nurses. And so, like, yeah. every week, every year on Nurses Week, I just cannot help but think about this phone call. So at some point, we'll go back this week and we'll listen to that phone call. Because I never go back annually listen to one phone call in my 20-some-odd years of doing
radio. Because we were
radio,
so shocked.
But like,
we were so shocked in real time that, like, she made it a point to like, basically to have
nurses.
A fit. Yeah. To have a public fit.
Oh,
and it was just
will.
So ridiculous.
Well, thank you to nurses.
Yeah nurses. And if you're a doctor, just don't call. Because I promise you, if you do.
No, Shed, honestly, we love
we
all
do, we
healthcare
yes,
workers.
It's not a competition.
We
it's
would
not
just
a
like,
it was a
it's
joke.
Nurses
we were just
week.
Trying
it's
to
more
like.
So that I feel like doctors get their flowers.
They do.
You know?
And
so
they
it's
get
like.
Paid for it.
Exactly.
That literally.
My God,
like,
it doesn't have
shout
to
shout out
be.
To my little sister who's a nurse.
Yes, right, exactly. It doesn't have to be. So just let jokes be jokes sometimes. COVID, it was sensitive, but still. I'm just telling you, if you ever outlandish, you're going to replay on this show for the rest of your life, and that's the problem. So just just know before you call or ever on a segment, it will live on for the rest of time.
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
The Baltimore Ravens have released longtime kicker Justin Tucker. Ravens general manager Eric DaCosta made the announcement in a statement released Monday afternoon. And this comes amid allegations against 35-year-old Tucker of inappropriate behavior during therapy sessions. The NFL is investigating after the Baltimore Banner reported that Tucker was accused of sexual misconduct by at least 16 massage therapists between 2012 and 2016. According to Jonathan Jones, an NFL insider for the NFL on CBS, the league's investigation remains under review. Tucker and his attorneys have denied the accusations. Tucker played for 13 seasons with the Ravens.
I feel like we'll get into this later in the show because there's obviously a lot to say about this.
Yeah.
I was kind of surprised to see the reaction online yesterday.
I can literally feel my blood pressure rising
yeah,
just talking about this.
I think there's just a lot to say about this that
yeah.
deserves more time. So let's just stick to the facts at this point, and we'll get into it later
it's
on.
It's a bigger conversation. It's bigger than Justin Tucker, and it's really about sports in general.
Let's chat in a little bit later on.
Number two.
It's National Teacher Appreciation Week, and today is National Teachers Day. Here are a few deals showing love to our educators at Smoothie King today through this Thursday. Teachers can get 20% off in store order. Just show a valid school ID at Chipotle teachers and healthcare workers because it's also National Nurse Appreciation Week 2. You can enter online now through May 13th for a chance to win a free burrito voucher. Chipotle is giving out 100,000 of these, so I think you have a pretty good chance. And then also keep an eye out for gift card deals from restaurants to retail. Tons of businesses are offering bonus deals on gift cards just for educators this week.
We love our teachers, and more importantly, we love the fact for you guys that like school's almost done.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Yes,
like
yes,
we're
yes,
so
yes,
excited
yes.
for the summer's like right around the corner for you guys. So yay for our teachers. Yay.
Number one.
The Met Gala took over New York City last night with this year's theme, Super Fine Tailoring Black Style. The dress code tailored for you, honoring black dandyism through tailoring and expressive style. The red carpet was full of stunning looks, but Rihanna stole the show. She revealed that she is pregnant with baby number 3. She actually was showing off her baby bump in like a curve hugging two-piece before she even hit the red carpet. And ASAP Rocky later confirmed the news when he was on the red carpet, on the blue carpet, excuse me, saying it's time we show the people what we've been cooking up. No gender reveal yet, but they're already parents to two beautiful sons, three-year-old RZA and two-year-old Riot Rose. I mean, talk about iconic pregnancy announcements. Her Super Bowl halftime show.
I know, she does it
and
big.
Then on the Met Gala carpet with ASAP Rocky also being a co-chair.
Right.
Like, also during probably one of the most, like, iconic, stunning themes in Met Gala history was so, so cool.
Here's my first thought, though, is y'all ain't getting that new album anytime soon.
You don't know that.
It's not happening. It's done. Like, y'all, no, there's no way. There's no way.
Honestly, I don't care. She could literally release, like, a 30-second clip of something, and I would love it. She can do whatever she wants. If she wants to release a song, if she wants to release a beat, I don't care. If she doesn't want to release anything and she just wants to do makeup and lingerie for the rest of her life, if she wants to release baby clothes, I don't care.
Anti was when 2016,
I think it was 2016. Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
Like, and everyone's like keeps waiting for new, and everybody just keeps harassing her for, and now when I saw that, I was like, man, like, she's got to go be a mama all over again. Like, it just ain't happening. At least if you're a Rihanna fan, like, waiting for it. And I honestly kind of feel bad for her in the sense of, like,
don't.
That question's going to just keep lingering. I just feel like she needs to be
thriving,
like, yo.
And she literally doesn't care. Anytime she gets a question, she's like, I brought the kid. What you want? Like, she literally on the carpet, she was like, I brought the kid with me. And everyone's like, yeah. Like, we don't care. This is Jess, and that's your top three brought to you by Goal Vision. Good morning. Mother's Day is around the corner, and my nieces want to give some advice on how to make mom feel special on Sunday.
When Jess has a dilemma and is put to the test, she turns to a family. Because nieces know best.
All right. It's time for our weekly sitcom. You know that feeling where you come home on Friday night and turn on TGIF? Like, I want this to evoke the same feeling, right? Every Tuesday morning around this time when you tune in. Same kind of thing. We call this Nieces Know Best. And for this segment to seem familiar, you got to meet Jess's family and Jess's nieces. Who are these ladies?
So all my family is on the West Coast, and we're very, very close. And so once a week, I talk to my nieces, Abby and Maya. Abby is 13, Maya is 10, just about different things that are going on in my life. And I wanted to get the girls' opinions on what they think kids should do to make mom feel special this weekend.
So this Sunday is Mother's Day. So let this be a warning for everyone so we don't forget. But this Sunday is Mother's Day. And I wanted to ask you two, what advice do you have for other kids on how to make their mom feel special for Mother's Day? Abby, you go first.
I think something I've learned is try and make things personalized. Like, this one year, I spent a bunch of time making my mom, like, a pop-up flower card.
Mm-hmm.
And she really loved it. But then the next year, I made her something that had to do with an artist she liked.
Yeah.
And her reaction was just a lot more genuine than the flower card was.
Oh, because it was personalized to an interest of hers.
Mm-hmm.
That's so cool. What a good idea. That's awesome, Ab. Maya, what do you think?
How about instead of buying her the gift, you make her a gift?
Okay.
Unless if she doesn't like freshly made gifts from your family.
Okay. Do you think that's based on talent?
I mean, like, if you have a 4-year-old, then you wouldn't want to lie to them. But if they're, like, 20 and they gave you a card that they made, buddy.
I see the point that you're trying to make. Thank you, guys. Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Buddy,
come on. Pull it together over here.
It's so funny.
I always struggle with Mother's Day gifts because I feel like, man, like, moms do so much. It's like what do you do in that one day in return? You know, like, flowers don't really feel like enough. I always wonder too, like, do moms really care about cards? I'm not really a card guy personally.
I think so. I think, like, written notes and written cards are, like, very, very sweet.
Like, what are you doing for your mom? See, both of our moms live on different, you know, different cities, so it's, like, always kind of challenging. What are you doing for your mom?
I always send her something. I do send her flowers because I, like, I, she, I don't know why, but every time it's like she doesn't expect it.
Yeah.
You know?
Even she's though like, you do it every year.
She's like, oh my God. Because I think, so I don't know why, but always getting sent flowers, especially like at home or at work. I don't know. It's almost like when your parent comes to visit you at school during lunchtime. It's kind of like a fun little surprise.
Important. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's then true. I always send her a card and everything like that.
Every year, I always literally when I was pulled this segment up today, I was like, oh my God, it's Mother's Day on Sunday. I totally forgot.
Yeah, this is your friendly reminder
too. Thank you for that, Jess.
Mm-hmm. It's a Sunday.
We always do Mother's Day segments this week, which remind me. Thank you for that.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000 Minute.
Mix 106.5.
Y'all ready? Play along in your car. Say you do today. Caller 10 is up. Who's this? Hi.
Oh, my goodness. This is Antoinette and Olivia.
Antoinette and Olivia. Hi, guys.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
Hi, Jess.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. How are you guys this morning?
We're good. We're good. You know, it's going to be a cloudy week, but it's all right. We had like 3 weeks of sunshine, which made us forget that the clouds can come back. But it's all right. It's
okay. Yeah. Yeah.
It's completely fine. Are we ready to go for this $1,000 in free gas from Dash In?
We are.
Let's go to Jess. Remind us the rules.
That's
and then let's
Google.
Wait,
that's
who's, what? What happened?
What did you say, Liv?
I promise that we won't use Google because that's just cheating.
It's not cheating.
It's not cheating. Okay, so, I mean, Olivia, it's up to you, Olivia. You can
do it. I just think it slows down the process. I think people just rely on Google too much and it slows down the process. If you use the old dome, I don't think
it's cheating, though. But if that's how you feel, like, stand on that, queen.
That's
like,
right.
Do whatever you
Thank
want.
You, Olivia. There goes Olivia
this
right there.
This is our third time playing, and we've never won, but we've never used Google, so I don't know.
Okay.
So maybe try it.
Olivia's like, we're not allowed to use Google,
that's
Mom.
Right. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, let's see how we do here. Jess, remind us the rules, then we're going to play.
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free Dash In gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now, remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we'll go back to them only if there's time at the end. Antoinette and Olivia, you ready to play?
Yes. Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Okay, is this like Family Feud where the timer starts after Kramer asks the question or before?
Nope. The second that we start is 60 seconds.
Okay.
All right.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts
now.
Question number one. In track and field, what is the term of the event where the athlete throws a metal spear?
Spear. Oh, shot put.
It is not shot put. It is not, the spear is not shot put, unfortunately. Maybe we should have Googled this round, unfortunately.
Maybe we should have. Man, this is the worst. I'm sorry, Liv.
Dang it, Olivia, maybe we should have Googled. Maybe Uncle Kramer got it wrong today, okay?
Wait, what is it? Shot put?
Shot put, that would be a metal sphere, possibly.
But I said Are you saying spear?
A spear.
Spear. S-P-E-A-R. I thought you were saying spear, like a metal orb.
No, unfortunately, a spear is the word that was said.
Oh, javelin.
Javelin is the word, yeah.
I genuinely thought you were saying S-P-H-E-R-E.
No, I know. Oh, my gosh. That may have been technicality.
No, that's okay.
I know. Olivia, are we disappointed today? I'm sorry. Spear.
She really wants me to win $1,000 in gas.
Well, you're going to do it. You're going to do it. It just may not be today. Let's play for fun. Let's keep going and see how we would have done anyway, okay? Let's keep going.
Question number two, in which video game do players clear lines by fitting 4 block shapes?
I must be losing my hearing. I cannot hear a word you're saying, Jack.
Oh, no. In which video game do players clear lines by fitting 4 block shapes?
Yeah.
Tetris.
Tetris
is right. Yeah. There we go.
Question number three. Which rapper is known as Slim Shady?
Eminem.
Question number four. What is 18 times 2 plus 10?
18 times 2, so it's 9 times 4, 36, plus 10, 46.
46. Number five. What state is known as the Pelican State?
The what state?
Pelican State.
We got to get you on your phone, I think. Pelican.
I'm calling my audiologist today.
Pelican State.
See, it's an age
Dr.
thing,
man. Dr. Taylor in Owings Mills.
I'm coming to see you.
That answer is Louisiana. Number six, okay. What is the largest planet in our solar system?
It's not Is Neptune?
Jupiter.
Yeah.
Jupiter.
And then number seven, what's the next word in the phrase? Jack of all trades, master of none. Yeah, master of none. Yeah.
Well, we may have had a little audio issues today. Maybe make that ear appointment. Maybe we'll come back tomorrow and we'll just try it all over again. Olivia, I don't know. Maybe you do Google. I don't know. Don't ask me. What
maybe
do I know?
Maybe we'll let her hold the phone.
Yeah, maybe okay.
So. You guys are the best. Hey, it's all good. Tomorrow we'll come back. We'll have 10 more questions. We'll try it all over again, okay?
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good morning.
You too. Have a good day. Make sure to head to Dashen and treat your taste buds to their brand new parfait. We're talking creamy low-fat yogurt, mixed berries, and crunchy granola. It's healthy, wholesome, and made fresh every day at Dashen.
Whoa. Okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
All right. Let's talk about Justin Tucker. And I'm sure by now we're not breaking the news to you. This happened yesterday around 5 o'clock. But, man. This may be a conversation a long time coming, right? If you don't know the full details, let's have Jess, though, give us just the rundown of everything that we know as of this morning, at least.
Right. So the Baltimore Ravens released longtime kicker Justin Tucker. Ravens general manager Eric DaCosta actually made the announcement in a statement that the organization released yesterday afternoon. And he said, sometimes football decisions are incredibly difficult, and this is one of those instances. And considering our current roster, we have made the tough decision to release Justin Tucker. He goes on to say Justin created many significant and unforgettable moments in Ravens history. His reliability, focus, drive, and resilience and talent made him one of the league's best kickers for over a decade. The Ravens say they are grateful for Justin's many contributions while playing for the Ravens, and they sincerely wish him and his family the very best in this next chapter of their lives. Now, this announcement comes amid allegations against Tucker, who is 35 years old, of inappropriate behavior during therapy sessions. The NFL is investigating after the Baltimore Banner reported that Tucker was accused of sexual misconduct by at least 16 massage therapists between 2012 and 2016. The league's investigation still remains under review, and Tucker and his attorneys have denied the accusations.
I'm trying to get the vibe of how everyone is feeling about this situation, because I think I was kind of surprised on the reaction that I saw yesterday online, because
in the comments,
because the comments that I saw was most people were sad. And I guess I can understand that. If you're a big Ravens fan and you grew up here and you've known Justin, and he's how many seasons? 15?
13.
13. Mm-hmm. I can get it, right? I'm not a sports guy, but I can understand if you follow anything for a long time and somebody that you believe was this big image of one thing.
He is ingrained in the fabric
totally.
Of this city.
Yeah. So I got it. For me, though, a little hard to, like, ignore the allegations of what happened to him, right? So, like, when I see that, like, sad is, like, the biggest reaction online from the comments that I saw, I'm having a hard time digesting that a little bit. Obviously, they had to cut the guy.
Right.
I don't know what else they could have done at this point because of all of these allegations. I don't know that he could have played this next season and it'd have gone okay, especially with the season he had last year.
Yeah.
I don't know that he could have played this season and things could have gone okay, to be completely honest. How are you feeling with the news? Like, what was your first reaction?
I resonate with the sadness for fans in the sense of when you have loved someone or looked up to somebody and they've been a part of your life for a long time and the legacy and the outcome is like this. It's heartbreaking. Like, I remember the moment that the news broke in general, I thought it was fake because I was like, there's no way. There's no way he would ever.
See, he was such a clean cut guy, man.
And, you know, he's a family guy. Sure. You loved him, you know, and that was heartbreaking. However, I also was waiting for this statement. Yeah. Like when I saw it, I was like, well, yeah, you know, I also don't. Obviously, this is an ongoing investigation. However, I do think that the women who have been brave enough to step forward need to be taken seriously.
It's true.
And I do not think that talent or a jersey makes you immune from consequences.
Yeah. Honestly, how are you feeling? How are you feeling about this whole Justin Tucker thing? I just can't get the vibe. I don't get caught up in all like the internet nonsense. Like, let's just talk to the people. You know what I mean? Brian, what's up, man? Good morning. Brian from Baltimore.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
How are we feeling about it, honestly, with Justin Tucker getting cut yesterday? What are your real feelings about it?
Honestly, I don't really look at it separately from anybody. If I heard a news story about a regular person, non-celebrity, non-athlete doing this, I have the same reaction to it.
Yeah,
it's bad. Mm-hmm. It's not good.
Right.
And then when you look at the fact that he was a Raven, the fact he was an athlete, celebrity, commercials, the whole nine. It's like you see how cats use that. I'm on the phone, boy. you see how people use their celebrity and that status to get away with these things for years and years and years.
Right.
So imagine if this never came out and then 20, 30 years from now, it comes out.
Right.
And it's like, and people are emotionally attached to the team and to him, you know, all the things he's done for the Ravens. But like I said before, now it's like tarnished.
Yeah.
Completely devalued.
Like, how many more seasons will we cheer this man on?
Right.
And with this
while he was
on?
Doing it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then is it last season when his performance started to slip a little bit? Is it because you had all this going on and this was coming down?
Right.
And it affected your gameplay.
Right.
So I think just in general, we need to stop putting so much stock in athletes and celebrities as if like they're not humans too.
100%.
They make mistakes, you know what I'm saying? But I think we wouldn't be so much devastated by it if we just, okay, that's a guy, he plays football, that's a guy, he acts or he dances, and he did a bad thing. So if we're not so emotionally attached to it, that's what makes it so bad.
I know.
No, you're absolutely correct. Like you, and I love that you brought up that example where it's like, if we were to see this in the news and this was a complete stranger and we didn't know what he did and we saw this information come out, we immediately would be like, this is terribly wrong.
Well, I think Brian, you said it best too, as you said, I mean, this of course is all allegedly at this point,
right.
But like he did this to our people, to our neighbors, people here in Baltimore.
Right.
Like this was happening to people that we know and we love and are people that we deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I'm sure these women were Ravens fans. You know, I'm sure they were on this onset when he first started going. It was like, okay, it's Justin Tucker coming here.
You're excited.
But then you see how
probably
it's kind of creepy and slimy because you're using your celebrity to kind of do these things to think you won't get caught.
Yeah, right. Right.
Man, that's a really good point, Brian. Thanks for calling, man. Appreciate it.
This is Jamie on 5 in Annapolis.
What's up, Jamie? Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we feeling about the whole Justin Tucker getting cut situation? Like, what's the real vibe today?
As far as him getting cut, I mean, I think that we all knew it was going to happen when they drafted a kicker.
Yeah, I thought so too.
In the draft, but I'm really disappointed in Tucker, and it happened so long ago that I feel like that's the reason he was so bad last year. It's because he knew it was coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I feel
like it just got to him.
I would assume maybe so. I hope that nobody picks him up at this point. Again, this is all alleged at this point. I just got to keep reiterating that. Mm-hmm. I would hope that nobody could pick him up, right? I mean, again, he deserves a full investigation, right? I mean, he really does.
Right.
I don't blame the Ravens for cutting him. I don't blame the Ravens for doing their due diligence and saying, hey, this last season wasn't good for whatever reason.
No, I don't think the Ravens releasing him was any kind of betrayal. I think that was like the minimum of what they should have done.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate this text here. My nephew grew up loving Justin Tucker as a massive Ravens fan. He's 15 and Justin has been on the team most of his life. I'm sad that he has lost his hero with this. However, I'm also glad to know that as a male growing up in our society, he will see what happened was not okay and is not forgiven.
Yeah.
Because of your status.
Good way of putting it. If moms were to get paid a salary for all the work that they do, how much money do you think they'd make every single year? So if moms were to get paid for everything that moms do throughout the days, years, months.
Everything?
Everything they do. I want you to guess what they would make as an annual salary, because they actually did this math, by the way. So think about and I'll tell you what they accounted for here. Things like accounting for the family.
Right.
As a baker, as a... A chauffeur, driver for the family.
A therapist.
A child care worker, a cook, as an elementary school teacher, because you're kind of helping your kids with things like...
Event coordinator.
Stuff. Hairstylist, because you're obviously doing your kid's hair and stuff. Like they're taking these kind of things into account. Landscaping, because you're
personal
working in the
stylist.
Garden.
She's dressing everybody. She's making sure everybody's packed for every trip.
Laundry worker, a maid,
travel planner, planning all the vacations,
meeting planner, mental health counselor,
a lawyer. She said she's standing 10 toes down on anybody who's coming at her babies.
Even better in this whole thing that this one company went through, they even gave moms time as a private detective / investigator.
Oh, 1,000%.
Because, you know,
oh my God.
You got to be going through everything.
Yeah.
So what do you think that salary...
A landscaper? My mom literally renovated the bathroom in my home.
Because, I mean, it's
hold
true.
Hold on. She rented all those renovations?
What do you think a mom's annual salary should be? Because they came up with a total for the year. And by the way, it's $5,000 more than last year. So y'all did get a bump for the moms this year.
I'm going to say $100,000.
Six figures.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Because when you break it down like that, if you separate all those jobs and what those people are getting paid, moms are literally doing the same thing.
I mean, it's true. A few hours here, a few hours there. You think about all those tasks
all the time,
else.
And then from multiple people.
Charlotte, come on. What do you think? All those things combined.
Even more.
How much?
I'm going $225,000.
$225,000. As I'm looking through the text line, I see a $120,000.
Let's be real. I mean, it should be $1.2 billion.
Somebody said $280,000 on the text line. $500,000. Somebody said honestly $1 billion.
Yes, a billion
is what. So the latest total is what mom should make for all the work that they do This is a very official total. $145,235 for all of those jobs combined that mom's put in. $145,235. You have a face. Why do you have a face? That doesn't seem enough.
Because no, it doesn't. Like, why? Now, because now, ever since I saw like the billion on the text line, I'm like, you're right. Like, it should be.
We do deserve a billion.
It really should be like.
Have you seen the price of eggs?
$1 billion at minimum. Like, honestly, of all those jobs,
billion minimum. God. Please.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary, and with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support, available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
Is it offensive to call women smoke shows? I thought it would be a compliment. I thought it would come across
as 1988.
I thought it would come come across.
When was the last time anyone said smoke show?
I thought that would be like a flirty, fun thing to say.
No,
It did not hit right yesterday, and now I feel stupid. I thought smoke show. If you're a woman, like if somebody
was
called,
she wearing shoulder pads when you said that?
Was she watching Doogie Howser for the first time?
I mean, come on. Was Saved by the Bell on the TV? Dude, not smoke show. I'm so dead off that.
That's wild.
Okay, let me explain the situation. Yesterday on the show, I was talking about how I downloaded a dating app again for the first time in 2 years, and I instantly deleted it because I just don't want to get back into dating life culture.
Is this what it turns you into?
An 80s creep?
Was the real reason that you called someone a smoke show? Is
no.
That
the
you
creepy creams?
So the point that I was trying to make is it's really hard to meet people. And my goal is I really don't want to meet somebody on a dating app. I'm single, and I've been single for a very long time, and I don't want to meet somebody on a dating app because dating apps turn me into a really weird person I don't like to be because I just
clearly
I'm very shallow on dating apps, right?
Yeah.
So I had somebody DM me later, like, oh my God, I think that you need to meet my friend. Gave me this whole long
thing. You put this in a text, so you typed it out?
I responded back, and I was like, oh my gosh, she's a smoke show. And then this listener responded back. She was like, smoke show, ? I've never heard anybody call that before. And I was like, I thought that was a compliment. She goes, no, that's actually really weird. And I was like, no.
She's actually, I don't want you to know her anymore.
My friend set up.
She's scared for her friend now.
I've called women smoke shows for years, like thinking that like that would come across as a compliment. And no one's ever called me out on it before. So I just thought like, that would be fine.
Were you saying it to women or were you saying it around men when you said it?
I don't know. Okay. I've never
so men.
Here's the thing.
Men.
Here's the thing. I've never been called out on it before.
Okay.
So I can't think of like another instance of where like I've said it and it seemed out of place.
She immediately sent that screenshot to the friend. She was like, never mind.
This guy is off limits. Like he's done. Okay. So give me your first reaction because I want to know like as a woman, if a guy calls you a smoke show, what is your first reaction? Because to me, it kind of comes across as it's.
Why not? Question. Why not beautiful?
Beautiful, so formal. That's like to me. That sounds like I've come courting to you, madame.
We want to be courted,
but that's like too formal. Smoke show's like, wow, you're like really like you're hot, but like I'm not. It's like not so serious.
I
like,
don't know how
smoke
to...
show's like. Like yeah, you're hot, but like we're
the way
we're,
you're
we're
saying
silly.
It right now, even like the way you're describing it is off putting to me. You're like yeah. You know,
yeah,
did you see how your body language and your tone shifted when you described smoke show? Did you even see what it did to you? Do you see that?
You don't like it.
You turned into somebody else.
You don't like it.
It was gross to me.
So I should have said, oh, wow, she's beautiful?
Yes.
That's so serious.
That's so nice.
When you say smoke show.
What do you get, Charlotte? Charlotte's also single. So if I say smoke show, what does that give?
I immediately picture you doing finger guns.
Yes.
Which is kind of what you actually started doing.
Your shoulders started
which
moving.
Which is why I was like losing it a second ago. I was like, oh my God, you're literally, like it's not offensive, but is it embarrassing?
It's almost like, yes.
Not good.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah. It's bad.
Hey, I'm Jill from Rising Sun. I want to know if I'm a bad mom for implementing bad behavior tariffs for my son.
Oh, sounds very complicated.
Oh boy. Okay. Well, welcome to Mix, everybody. It's Kramer and Jess. It is that time of week where parents ask for their parenting to be judged. What are we about to do, Jessica?
We've had parents call in the show and share when someone in their life has called them a bad mom or a bad dad, just to talk about their own experience. And we take a look at the entire situation and see how that even came about in the first place.
So what the hell is a bad behavior tariff?
So my sons get allowance for doing chores around the house.
Uh-huh.
But I'm so sorry. How old are they, by the way?
They're 6 and 8.
Okay.
So they have age-appropriate responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
And every time they, let's say, import bad behaviors into the house, they get taxed, quote-unquote, $1 off their allowance.
And wait, what is their allowance?
they get $5 a week.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And if they have bad, then you put a tax on their allowance.
I do. And, you know, my friend thinks I'm crazy. She's like, oh, this is really bad parenting. You shouldn't do this to your children. But I honestly think it's a way for them to learn. I mean, they have to learn that there's consequences to your actions, right? Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And also, they need to understand what's happening in the world of politics right now. So they have to get a grip on reality of what's actually happening.
Do they? I think that's what I'm a little confused about is, like, why do you want it to be imposed this way with this terminology for the kids?
Well, why wouldn't I? I mean, it's being imposed on us as adults, so why shouldn't they get it? I mean, it's a trickle-down theory, you know?
Yeah.
So they've got to understand that, you know, every time you do something bad, then you got to pay for that, and there's consequences.
Well, does this work? Does this actually work on them?
Oh, absolutely.
So it's actually, it's changed their behavior. Because honestly, that's, to me, that does matter. Let's take the word tariff out of it for a second. I think instantly everyone came into this conversation triggered. But with
it is a tariff, if you will.
Right. So you're saying if they import, your words, they import bad behaviors into the household, they get taxed on that, which I see what you're doing here.
No, right. Yeah.
A different level of creativity than most. But in your mind, you're saying this is also teaching them kind of what's going on right now in our country, which, like, okay, can't blame you for that. So combining those two things together, is that really like the wrong thing to do? And you said your friend gave you hell for that.
Well, I really am to the point where I don't care if she thinks I'm a bad parent or not, because it's working for me. I mean, my kids, when they get home from school, they get their snack and they sit down and they do their homework right away. And then they limit their video game and screen time to the 2 hours that they are allotted.
Okay.
Because I don't have to tell them.
Right. Because now they're scared of the bad behavior tariff.
Well, of course, they want their money. Everybody wants money. That's right. The name of the American game.
Right, of course. Let's discuss, because maybe parents like this. I mean, I honestly, God, I've never heard of anything like this before. 410-583-1065. So Jill says, I have imposed something that I'm calling the bad behavior tariffs onto my household. If my kids import bad behaviors into the house, I tax their allowance for two reasons. Number one, I feel like, hey, if kids do bad things, they have consequences off their allowance. Okay, that seems normal.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I want to teach my kids about what's happening in the country right now. That also seems normal. If we put that all together, is that the right move to make or is it not? 410-583-1065. We need a parent panel put together today. So can you call us up, please? We'll start with Jess.
I get the intent, but I do think the terminology is a little advanced for them being 6 and 8.
I disagree. They have to understand that those things are going to happen and you have to be prepared for it.
Right. In theory, I think it's fine. I personally don't like the tariffs. So like, I don't think I would do it. I guess that's not really up for debate today, but like, I don't see anything wrong with it. I think the concept is fine. Your kids act wrong, they're going to lose money. If you want to teach them about what's happening in the country, like it or not, it's happening. So like, if this is what you want to do, I don't think it's the wrong decision, right? This is why we do the parent panel. Let's get our panel of parents on, please. Jill has put this whole bad behavior tariffs on her household. If her kids import bad behavior into the house, then they get taxed a dollar off their allowance. Is that the right thing to do? Who's up, Jess?
This is Carrie on 1 in Parkville.
Carrie, is it a good idea, you think, to have this bad behavior tariff?
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with the logical consequence of, like, you're earning this allowance for the chores that you're doing.
Right.
So if you're not going to do your chores, then there's a consequence for that, and that's the money that you're supposed to earn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And I'm a teacher. I teach pre-K, and vocabulary is so important for early childhood development.
Mm.
So I don't think there's anything wrong with introducing them to high-level vocabulary at this time.
You don't think it's too advanced at all? Because I think that was my concern as them being too young. But you're saying this is something that we should be discussing now?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that they're necessarily going to understand, like, the effects that it has on America right now,
mm-hmm.
but they might understand what a tax and what a tariff is, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
I mean, I have kids that in my class, like, we're learning about bugs, and we've learned about the proboscis, which is, like, the little mouth that butterflies have.
Whoa.
And I have a 4-year-old that came up to me and was like, look, it's the proboscis.
Aww.
So they might know, but they might not know like all the drama behind the tariffs, but at least they know what a tariff is. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it gives them early exposure to high-level vocabulary, and that's really important for reading comprehension.
Okay, so I see that. Thank you for calling. I just wonder, though, if the drama matters. You know what I mean? And like, I agree. The concept, but does the drama matter to parents?
This is Kathy on 5 in Hunt Valley.
Kathy, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think? These bad behavior tariffs, is it the wrong thing to do?
I think so. I think number one, they're too young. I can understand consequences at that age, you know, maybe 15, 16, 17 year old. But, you know, you do your chores, you either do them or you don't get paid. But I just think that's so over the top.
The tariff word, or like what the concept? What's used over the top?
Just the whole the concept of the tariff and this and that. They're young kids. Like,
yeah.
You know, we have chores. You know, in the real world, you work for your money. If you don't work, you don't get paid. But to drag it into all that because that's what the world is right now. Like, let your kids be kids. You know, it's bad enough adults got to deal with it.
That is true. The verbiage itself
is a little unnecessary.
We have to deal with it. Like, the kids have to deal with it. Okay, we're kind of tied up. Let's go to Donna and Parkton. Donna, we'll give you final vote. I mean, you know, she's put in this bad behavior tariff. If her kids import bad behaviors into the household, she taxes off their allowance. Is that the right thing to do?
I do think it is, and that's because I did it myself. Although I didn't call it tariffs. My children had taxes and fines for like when they hit each other or bad behavior, stuff like that, and taxes for like when they wanted to do something and it, you know, wasn't within their chores, you know, that kind of thing. And like, you know, grab a snack when they weren't supposed to, those kind of things. And my kids are 18 and 19 now. One's in college and she has learned how to manage her money and do all that stuff. They both understood the court system by the time they were like 7 years old.
Oh, wow.
And they, I think kids can learn at such a young age and people don't give them credit.
Mm.
I think what she's doing is teaching them a lot. Tara, you know, that's the new thing right now. Let's go. That's the hot item everybody's talking about. Why not teach them when they're young enough to kind of grasp it and understand it? And then, you know, why not?
Well, I mean,
it'll just make it better for them when they go to school.
I mean, maybe that's the right thing then, Jill. Maybe it seems like, you know, I mean, majority of parents are saying maybe this is the way to go, you know?
Of course it's a great idea. I'm taking the W on this one.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's walking through this world. They have their head in the clouds. They don't have a clue what's going on around them. I'm not raising my children that way. They are going to be politically intelligent. And they are going to understand the country that they're living in. We're doing it on a very basic level, obviously. I mean, we're talking about a dollar or your pennies, but it works and they understand it.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at kramerandjess.com.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day.
And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free at dirtylabs.com.